there's no question that it would be a whole lot easier for my husband to love me as Christ loved the church if I were more lovable.
Do you want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. But it warns us that wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Be challenged to live wisely as you hear once again from your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about spiritual opposition. We talked about spiritual opposition in our emotions. It's very easy to get discouraged and to feel there's no use in me trying to be a Christian. There's no use in even aiming at holiness. That's too high and mighty. That's not me. I'm not cut out for that. I'll never make it. And of course, that's exactly what the enemy of our souls would like to persuade us is true. It's not true. It's a lie. And he's the father of lies. And then we talked yesterday about little dishonesties, quote, little, unquote, because, as Amy Carmichael says, there is no great with thee, there is no small, for thou art all, and fillest all in all. The little things are the crucial tests of the reality of our walk with the Lord. I read you a letter from a young woman who was cheating a little bit on her time at work, not nearly as much as everybody else was doing, and she felt that there really wasn't any need for her to be loyal and put in an honest work day and never goof off when she wasn't treated or paid any better than anybody else, or in fact, not even up to the standard of the rest of the people in the office. So she felt she was being handed a poor deck of cards, and as a Christian, she had a right to pare a little bit off here and there. And of course, I had to point out that we're working not just for the boss, we're working for the Lord. We serve the Lord Christ, and we are to do the will of God wholeheartedly. And the will of God includes the job that we're being paid for, doesn't it? The work that we do for the boss is work that we can offer to God if we will. There's an old prayer of the church that says, Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name through Christ our Lord. The target of spiritual opposition that I want to speak about today is marital relationships. I read to you a little bit from Ephesians 5 yesterday, and I want to go on reminding you that Paul is talking here about shallow arguments, being deceived by what the world has to say, living in light instead of in darkness. Be most careful, he says in Ephesians 5:15, how you conduct yourselves, like sensible men, not like simpletons. Do not be fools, he says. Try to understand what the will of the Lord is. Now, this is what he immediately zeroes in on after all that introduction about not being deceived by the world. Verse 21, be subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, be subject to your husbands as to the Lord. For the man is the head of the woman, just as Christ is also the head of the church. Christ is indeed the Savior of the body. But just as the church is subject to Christ, so must women be to their husbands in everything. And then he goes on to give a much more difficult command to the husbands. They don't have to just submit. Husbands, love your wives as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for it. That's sacrificial love, isn't it? I had a most encouraging letter from a woman named Shelley, who believes what the Bible says about women being subject to their husbands, but she was not cut out to be submissive. I wonder if I'm talking to any women out there who were cut out to be submissive. The voice that you're hearing right now is not that of a woman who was born submissive. None of us was. But Shelley writes to say, I want to share the miracle God has worked in my marriage because I decided at any cost to obey rather than rationalize Scripture. We had a shaky start to our marriage. The world's voice was loud, and it echoed even in church. God answered us as we sought Him. His way is best. I am deliriously happy today because of God alone! The more submissive I am, the better my husband leads. What blessed differences there are between us. I'm liberated. I'm free in Christ. Praise God for the privilege of being a homemaker. My first priority is now my husband, not my career, which was once my idol. My husband allows me to serve, providing opportunity uniquely designed for women. The biggest changes have come since I decided to be a keeper at home. I have never been happier or more fulfilled. I have been delivered from my own agenda, plans, and ambitions. Well, I hope you haven't switched your radio off. That was Shelley talking. That was not Elizabeth Elliot that time, but it's always nice to have some corroboration, not only of what I have to say, but primarily of what the Scripture says. It's wonderful to know that it works in the 20th century. Thank you, Shelley, for that letter. I remember back in the 70s, I saw Maribel Morgan, the author of that very controversial book called Total Woman, interviewed by Barbara Walters on the Today Show, I think it was. And Barbara Walters was obviously disquieted by the things that Maribel Morgan had written, and it was pretty obvious that she didn't like very much of what she had to say. And she did her very best to grind Maribel Morgan into the ground, as it were. And afterwards, I had the opportunity to talk with Maribel about her book and about the tremendous kerfuffle that had been created by it. And she was just a simple housewife, never written a book in her life. And she said, I just wanted to tell people that I had found something which transformed our marriage. And she said, I just thought there were probably a lot of people out there that were having the same kind of problems. And what they needed was the same lesson that I needed. She said, I had been praying for years, Lord, change Charlie. And after 7 years, I finally heard the Lord saying to me, you need to pray, Lord, change me. And she said, you know, Elizabeth, I can't argue with these feminists. I'm not a debater. But she said, I'm not afraid of them because I know I'm right. I can assure you, my radio listeners today, that I would never be saying these things if it were merely my opinions. I may not be very smart, but I am smart enough to keep my mouth shut if it's only my opinion and it's only going to make me unpopular. But this is what the Scripture says. Wives, be subject to your husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Now, there's no question that it would be a whole lot easier for my husband to love me as Christ loved the church if I were more lovable. And there's no question that it would be a whole lot easier for me to be submissive to my husband if his love were always the kind of love that Christ demonstrated for us when he laid down his life. But we are human. We are ordinary men and ordinary women. Is it easier to believe the voices of experience than it is to believe God? Sometimes it is. There are probably some of you out there that would be prepared to listen to what Shelley had to say an ordinary 20th century woman who has tried it, than you would be to listen to what God has to say. It's kind of ironic, but I give you both. I give you God's word, and I give you the testimony of one woman who has tried it in honesty. Now, you men, did you think that submission was all I would talk about? Your submission to God means obedience to God. In Colossians 3:19, we read, "Husbands, love your wives, and do not be harsh with them." Love your wives, and do not be harsh with them. Now, I know that there are also some children listening to me today, because I get letters from children who actually listen to Gateway to Joy. Do you know what it says to you? Colossians 3:20. "Children, obey your parents in everything, for that is pleasing to God and is the Christian way." And one mother told me that when she was reading the scriptures to her child and she came to that verse, her little boy looked up at her and said, "You put that in. That's not in there." Oh, yes, it is. Children, obey your parents. The target of spiritual opposition today, I think the primary target, is home life. If the enemy of our souls can destroy that, he will destroy our country. We are up against unseen power that controls this dark world, the scripture says, against spiritual agents from the very headquarters of evil. May God make us strong to fight, by His strength, the battle against spiritual opposition.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.